Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour, Robbie Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday. Taking you through the day here, looking ahead to this matchup between the Titans and the Ravens. A huge matchup this week for the Titans. And to help us talk a little bit more about that as well as go around the league, we bring in Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL insider, here to the show. Adam, thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Guys, good to talk to you.
So, Adam, obviously Titans fans looking forward to this matchup against the Ravens. I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
His numbers don't look quite the same as they did a year ago in his MVP campaign. The offense at times just looks anemic, quite frankly. What have you made of Lamar Jackson so far this year, and how do you think teams have adjusted to playing him?
Guys, I think with Lamar Jackson, he's one of a bunch of quarterbacks this season that really did not benefit from this offseason. You know, he needed more work in terms of the pass game. Talking to a Titan source, that was the thing they were going to expand the passing concepts with him, because obviously he was the MVP, did a really good job. But he really needed those offseason practices. He missed probably between all the offseason practices and the abbreviated training camp and no preseason, probably 400 to 500 snaps. And you can't make those up. I mean, he just didn't have it. And it absolutely has impacted the pass game. They're a team that's completely built from having a lead. They're not built to play from behind. Just look at the playoffs. Lamar Jackson's numbers are horrific in the playoffs. They're terrific in the regular season for the most part. This season, not as good, but not like he's played badly. He's just not playing anywhere near the level that he did last year. And I've asked this opinion of a lot of people I trust around the National Football League, and they all seem to say it in their own way that not getting those offseason reps has hurt him. The timing down with his young receiver group, you know, they've gotten really a lot younger other than Willie Snead at receiver. Mark Andrews, their outstanding tight end, who had a good game last night, has not gotten the balls enough. His numbers are down. And their pass numbers are way down. It's not getting that time together has hurt them, and now they're without Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, for the rest of the season. That's a problem. And if you just add it all up, it's not surprising that Lamar's dropped off to the point that he looks kind of ordinary, unfortunately, as a passer.
So how do you view them overall moving forward then, Adam? I mean, I still think they're a very good defensive team. You mentioned Stanley. That's a big loss. I mean, are they a second-tier AFC contender now?
Well, I picked before the season started, and right now it looks good, but you just never know how it's going to work out. I picked the Saints and the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are now the NFL's best team. I know Pittsburgh's 9-0, but if you've watched them, they're a shaky 9-0. They're not great. They're a good, very good football team. But after the Chiefs and the Steelers and the Bills, who, you know, that game was unreal yesterday. I still can't believe it that they lost. But anyway, the Bills are right up there. You guys know it because the Titans just lost to the Colts. Colts are really good. They're really good defensively. It's kind of wide open. They're no dominant teams anymore because of a lot of reasons. The way the defenses are now, they're at a disadvantage because of the rules and so forth. And it's been obviously an odd year with the COVID situation. But the Chiefs right now are the best. And as I outlined, those other teams are right there. The Titans, you know, they're tied for first place. The Colts now have the advantage. Obviously, they play again. They still have to play one more time. We learn a lot about the Titans, that they've got some issues which unfortunately are not going to be able to be solved, particularly on the offensive line because of injury and kind of where they're at there. You know, but overall, they'll hang in it. But the Chiefs are there. Ravens are there. You're right. Their defense is good, but the Ravens have issues on offense, and their defense is still really good, but it's not dominant because last year. When you have the way that's been explained to me, guys, in the National Football League, when you're dominant on one side of the football and you're good on the other, you're probably a Super Bowl contender. And right now, unfortunately, they're not a Super Bowl contender, the Ravens are, because they're not dominant on defense. They're good, very good, but they're not dominant, and they're clearly not good enough on offense.
SiriusXM NFL insider Adam Kaplan here with us on Robbie and Rexrode. So, Adam, as you evaluate the other conference and look at the NFC, who would you say the best team in the NFC is right now? When you're talking about maybe the Saints, I think the Packers technically have the one seed right now. It's been crazy how wide open the NFC has been, and every team that you would consider a contender, at least in my opinion, has some flaws to their game.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The Saints right now, if we had to re-rank them, I would go the Saints one. After that, I mean, I called it last year. They did make the playoffs. They played deep in the playoffs, but I thought the Packers were a fraudulent team. I still don't think they're that good. Their defense really scares me. Their top two corners were out yesterday, and that helped Jacksonville hang in the game. But I don't think Green Bay's in it for the long haul. I don't think their defense is going to be good enough. We know how much of a joke the NFC East is, so we don't need to even go there. That's an embarrassment, that division. I give the Giants credit, though. They did a good job against the Eagles yesterday. They really have turned their season around. They actually have a if the Eagles lose this week, they're half a game out of first place. But New Orleans, listen, New Orleans is sort of Jekyll and Hyde. They got off to a bad start defensively. They're playing really good defense right now. They handled the Niners. They got off to a bad start, and Drew Brees right now doesn't look good for him with that rib injury this week. So we'll see what happens there. The Bucs, I can't figure them out. I really thought 2 or 3 weeks ago they were gonna be right there to potentially get to the Super Bowl. It was a good win. They got off to a bad start yesterday, but then they rolled. I don't know how good they are. They're good, but they're not as good as maybe their record would indicate now at 7-3. We'll have to see. Arizona's simply not good enough on defense. The Rams are too Jekyll and Hyde to me. Seattle's got an awful defense. That's pretty much it. I mean, Chicago's hanging in there. I talked to the Bears over the weekend. They kind of know who they are. They have a three-game losing streak. The quarterback, unfortunately, Nick Foles is under siege because their line can't protect him. So they'll limp into maybe a wild card spot, but it's pretty much how I see right now the NFC.
Very disappointed you didn't mention the surging Detroit Lions there.
Yeah, I heard, but you know, it's funny. I'm listening before I came on there. I mean, they're just bad. I mean, Matt Patricia's not done a very good job. Let's call it like it is. They don't do anything particularly well. That's the problem. Although they have a really good young running back in DeAndre Swift. I've been very impressed with. I give Bob Quinn, their GM, credit for that one. But they also left Travis Fulgham go, so you know how that's worked out for them.
Mm. Yeah, so MVP right now, Adam, are we going to just wind all the way back around to, just give it to Mahomes and call it a day? No?
No, okay. No. Well, it was Russell Wilson up to about 2 weeks ago, and Russell's turning the ball over at an alarming rate, which is not like him. I think it's wide open. Quite frankly, up to maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, you could have said that Tannehill was in the race. Now, I would obviously not say it now, but it's not his fault. The problem is the tackle situation for the Titans. It's not going to get any better. You have these guys, and that's all they have right now because the first-round pick's not ready, and you lost a left tackle for the season. But, yeah, Mahomes now is starting to roll a little bit, no question about it. You know he's not going to get any votes but should get some. Derek Carr is playing at a very high level. The Raider defense isn't very good, but, folks, they're only two games out of first place, and guess what? They already beat the Chiefs once. They're not going to win the division because I don't think their defense is going to be good enough, but I give Derek Carr credit. We're not talking about him enough. He's had a very good season. And Ben Roethlisberger's having a good season. We don't talk enough about him. Bray's also played very, very well. He's in my top five. I vote in at least two polls, and Brady will be in my votes. Kyler Murray also is in there as well. There's been a lot of good quarterback play this season, folks. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Insider, joining us here on Robbie and Rex Show. Adam, last thing for you here. As you look at Miami, they're a very interesting team to me.
Yep.
Tua comes in.
Yeah.
They're 3-0 since he's taken over. That defense, I think, is a lot better than most people think it is. Mm-hmm. What do you make of the Dolphins so far?
Yeah, and they're only a half a game out of first place.
Yep.
That's the one team that I missed on this season. I didn't see it because, they got a lot of criticism from some teams that I'm pretty close to around the league and who looked at all the free agents they signed, and they scratched their head. Remember last year, people thought they were attacking, which they weren't doing. They just were getting rid of a lot of players they didn't think they could help them. And they spent like sailors in, I don't know how else to say it, in free agency. And quite frankly, it's worked. And, I remember talking to a Dolphins source who told me, look, the reason why the Dolphins made the change to Tua is they kind of knew who Fitz was. Yeah, they were 500 at the time. And they wanted to put Tua in a situation where he would be in kind of a deal where they'd have to make, they were trying to make the playoffs and put him in the pressure cooker. And I give him credit that they, it's not easy. There was Brian Flores. It came right. That was his decision. The ownership had nothing to do with it, I'm told. And that was the right decision. And he's doing a good job. The first game was not very good against the Rams where he didn't have to throw it anyway because their defense was great. But you're right though. Their defense is something else right now. They're doing a great job. And right now they're in the thick of it for a wild card.
SiriusXM NFL Insider Adam Kaplan has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Adam, appreciate you taking time to join us, man. Great stuff.
Guys, thank you.
Absolutely. It is interesting. We were talking about the mix earlier that the Titans are hung up in right now between the Browns and the Dolphins and the Raiders. Dolphins defense playing awfully well, and you heard Adam talk about maybe Derek Carr as a dark horse MVP candidate. I mean, he's got that Raiders team looking pretty good so far.
That's first time I've heard that name mentioned, but he is playing well. The Kyler Murray thing, I definitely thought of that yesterday as Russell Wilson has sort of faded. I mean, to me, Tom Brady has taken a step back too, for sure.
Another good day yesterday, though.
Yeah, he did. But the Saints game, getting swept by them, I don't.
I think it's Mahomes and everybody else right now.
Right. That's what it seems to me like. No, someone else has to really be compelling, I think, in the end, for people not to say, it's the best player in the NFL and his team's, 14-2 or whatever they're going to end up.
I mean, he's got 25 touchdowns and one pick.
That's not bad.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
8.2 yards an attempt. He's playing pretty well.
It's basically all season, everyone trying to look around for someone else.
Do you think, and maybe we're already there, but eventually we get to the point like LeBron is in the NBA where you're like, all right, we know how good this guy is. Who's the next guy we can give it to who's playing, close to that level?
But how about that Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Russell Wilson, there's a sentiment there because he's never had a vote and he was amazing early, but tell you what. But he threw one pick.
Pick in the end zone yesterday against the Rams
was awful.
What are
you doing? Yeah, he's fading too. They're fading. But, yeah, ultimately, I think you're right. I think we're going to have a lot of years like that where it's like, Baker, whoever, throw whoever you want out there. It's like, by the way, Mahomes over here has 5,000 yards and they went 13-3. So you could just keep giving it to him.
It's pretty good. When we come back, we'll get into the NFC a little bit. Is there anybody in the NFC that we would consider a true Super Bowl threat? We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.